From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka for the second consecutive day Friday. The airstrikes marked the first time since the start of the country's civil war 5 years ago that Syrian government planes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between the Assad government and Kurdish forces that had been working closely together against Islamic State fighters since 2014. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Late Friday, two Syrian aircraft tried to pass through the airspace around Hasaka, but left without incident when they were met by coalition fighter jets. The coalition F-22 aircraft came within 1.5 kilometers of the Syrian planes. Meanwhile, the head of the UN's children organization UNICEF says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases because water is scarce in Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting prevented technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems.
At least 100,000 children living in the eastern parts of the city are facing danger of outbreaks of waterborne disease.
Bulirak reminded journalists that millions of Syrian children under the age of 5 knew nothing but war, while hundreds of thousands were born as refugees in neighboring countries. The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire to allow humanitarian relief supplies to reach the city. This is VOA News. Republican